This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. High Plains Chautauqua is a unique blend of history, theater, and the humanities brought to life under a Chautauqua tent. Audiences have the opportunity to meet and engage with personalities from the past, such as Abraham Lincoln, Marie Curie, and Walt Whitman. This year's program features visionaries at home and abroad. Joining me now is Brian Fox Ellis, who will be portraying several of those visionaries this week, including Charles Darwin tonight. Brian, thanks so much for being here.
I'm thrilled to be here. I love NPR, and it's an honor to speak to your listeners.
Oh, great. Okay, so this is probably not the most well-known form of performance art that someone could get into. So I'm really curious, what drew you into doing Chautauqua?
Well, I've been a full-time storyteller for 33 years, and about a dozen years ago, I began portraying John James Audubon. I love Audubon because he's an artist, he's a scientist, he's a writer, and when you step into somebody's shoes in the Chautauqua style, it's a chance for the audience to really meet these amazing people who are movers and shakers on the world stage. And they learn about the life of this person in a very intimate, often humorous and entertaining way.
Now, part of the experience, you know, for the audience is not only do they get kind of a living history lesson, but they also get to engage with the character, or should I say the historical figure, and ask questions. How do you prepare for that?
The Q&A is always my favorite part because you don't know what they're going to ask. And, you know, with certain characters, there are questions that often come up, but I'm just as often surprised. What I love about the Q&A is it's not my agenda, what I want to talk about. It's what the audience wants to hear. Because they're asking questions about specific topics, then I can address their interest and their needs in a way that is more meaningful to them. And so I think both for the performer as well as the audience, the Q&A is one of the more special parts.
Now, as a performer, you won't just be portraying one character, Charles Darwin, James Audubon. There could be a theme here that I'm sensing. What draws you to choose the characters that you portray?
It's both that I am chosen and choose.
All right.
You know, I am a former high school biology teacher and a published poet, so I tend to lean towards those realms. So I play several historical scientists. I'm Charles Darwin this evening, and I love that you get to meet Darwin and hear his ideas and not what she said, he said, she, he might have said.
Right, little controversy.
But you get to hear Darwin and think for yourself.
Now, there are events going on all week, beginning tonight, not just under the tent as well, and you're going to be participating in something that I'd like to hear about.
Yeah, the daytime programs are a more intimate conversation. And the one I'm most excited about is on Friday morning, I'm hosting a dialogue about Darwinism with a minister and a biology professor. And I'll be part of the panel presenting not only my point of view, but also Darwin's point of view on religion and science. And we're not only encouraging the audience to bring questions, but I have a list of questions I want the audience to talk about.
So I'm curious, too, in this era of online connections where people would sort of rather text message and Facebook than maybe talk to each other, Chautauqua seems surprisingly relevant. What are your thoughts about why that is?
Well, a few things. One is the year that the personal computer was invented was the same year that the National Storytelling Association was founded. And I think as technology dehumanizes conversation and intimacy, there's a real hunger for live, interactive entertainment. History can be a little dry and textbooky, and poetry we used to think was somewhat obscure, but I think the Youth Poetry Slam has proven all of that wrong, that history can be very lively, that, well, to quote Abraham Lincoln, I'm performing as Walt Whitman with Lincoln on Saturday night, show me a nation who has little concern for its history and I'll show you a nation with no future. And so there's a lot we can learn from the past in a way that impacts decisions today.
That is Brian Fox Ellis. He'll bring Charles Darwin to life this evening as High Plains Chautauqua opens in Greeley. You'll find details about this week's events at our website or at highplainschautauqua.org.